Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Get Your Gratitude On and Infuse Your Life with Happiness Telesummit. Thanks for joining us for this call. Every speaker has so much to offer, and today we're joined by Brenda Lanoff, and we're going to do more of an interactive session today, and she's going to share with us the body code. Brenda is a healer and a high self-intuitive consultant using the motion code and several other healing modalities to promote self-empowerment and self-healing. Brenda works remotely with clients through the world via Skype or phone and tailors programs specifically for clients to produce marvelous results both emotionally, mentally, physically, and nature. As of 2011, Brenda has been assisting Bill Henderson, author and speaker of The Cancer Free for Your Guide to Gentle, Non-Toxic Healing with numerous individuals with cancer. Brenda's favorite is guiding individuals to discover their life's purpose and continue on this journey with enthusiasm and joyfulness. So welcome, Brenda.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire.
And I've had lots of experience with what you've done, and I've worked with you on both myself and my kids throughout. We were just discussing this past year, and yeah, it's pretty really interesting work that you do. Could you tell us a little more about what the emotion code is? And, yeah, what we're going to do tonight, and then we'll dive right into seeing the action. So.
Okay. Well, there are so many wonderful modalities, and I work with several of them. The one that I got really attracted to was after I had a death experience, actually, and I had a cardiac arrest unexpectedly and survived, no brain damage, and I came back as a different person. I really, truly did. My heart had changed forever, and I was really drawn to what is out there to teach for self-empowerment. And by fluke, or perhaps not, I came across the work of Dr. Bradley Nelson with the Emotion Code, and it's a book that he's written, and the Body Code System. So the Emotion Code is simply a really powerful method, and it's finding, releasing trapped emotions. And trapped emotions come in, they can come in about the size of a baseball to the size of a cantaloupe and get lodged in our body. So every trapped emotion carries its own frequency and its own vibration. So testing for 60 emotions that to any one of them that can come in at any given time. So for any trauma that we've ever experienced, it gets lodged in our brain, our mind. And it could be a trauma from the time that you were born till today, till today. It could be a trauma within your mother's womb. You can actually be picking up on other people's trauma that you've absorbed into your body that creates the problem, and it can be inherited. And the inherited ones, the ones I really love working with, because you're not only helping yourself, but you're actually working with your ancestors. So it's really powerful work, and I know for me it's just changed my world. And I love for the fact that, again, it's very much about self-empowerment. We need that today more than any other time, I believe, through history. With all the turbulence and all that's going on, people are grasping, like, what can I do? And this is one method that can be taught, and children can do it. And it's determining with a muscle testing, with a yes and a no. And this is a method that, again, children can learn how to do. And we can all learn to release our own trapped emotions. So that's what I'll be working with today.
And how, Brenda, does releasing these trapped emotions, how does it better our lives?
How does it work?
How does it better our lives? Like, what kind of difference can we find in our lives to how it will improve our lives by...
When you start releasing trapped emotions, and say you're really just feeling crummy that day, you don't know why. When you're able to identify what that trapped emotion is, I guarantee you, you're going to feel lighter. And you may not maybe give credit for the fact that you've just released an emotion back there, but you will feel lighter. You will feel better. You're going to be more in a state of calmness, of serenity, and that will make your life definitely be better.
That's true, and I have experienced a lot of this removing blocked emotions, and it is really freeing. You do feel a lot lighter. So, now, one other question, maybe I'll just get you to explain a little more, is what muscle testing is and what you use it for. And
muscle testing is a way of checking with our body for a true and false answer, or muscle testing or kinesiology. So our mind is like the computer, it really is. It's captured everything we've ever done. I mean, what you ate, what you did, where you went, every event. So with muscle testing, and you can do it various ways, and actually when I do a session with a person, I really love for them to muscle test too. So we're working together. So I'm teaching the other person how to muscle test. So we're both muscle testing and clearing. So there's various ways of muscle testing. Today I'll be working with my fingers as to a muscle test. You can also test for a yes or no answer with a pendulum. I like to work with a pendulum for a yes and a no. And I actually have been working a lot. I've been doing this now for a few years. The sway test, but I'm sitting and doing the sway test. So I can actually sit, and when I command a yes, I'm going forward, and no, I'm back. So I get a real variation of ways of coming up with an answer. And if I'm not clear as to one way, I can check as to another way. But your body knows exactly what the answer is.
Okay. That was a good explanation. So I guess if we're ready, should we just dive right into just seeing how the emotion code works? And we have great listeners that are going to help us out with that. So if you're ready, let's just see how it works.
Sounds good. And just want to mention what I'll be doing here. I'm going to be working with a magnet. Now, magnet is one of the oldest healing properties on the earth. There's several ways to release energy, as we know. But with the magnet, it where an emotion is kind of stuck before and it was invulnerable, when you start running a magnet, which I will be doing for the person that I'm working with over the meridian line, so I'll be starting in between the eyebrows, working up over the crown of the head to the base of the neck. I bring it around to the front again and repeat this several times. If you were to work with this person, if they came into your office or wherever, what you would do is start at the top of the neck and work down to the base of the spine. So for today, that's what I'll be doing. And if we had a session, like a full session here, then I would absolutely get the other person working with the magnet. We would do it together. So that's what I do personally. So when you hear this kind of rolling kind of sound, I'm actually working with a particular magnet called Magboy by Nikan. It doesn't have to be this. It could be like a refrigerator magnet. It really doesn't matter. But when you hear that rattly sound, that's what that's all about. So I just wanted to explain that before we start.
Okay, awesome. And you're going to be doing this via you're not with the person. We're going to be doing this who's in a different location, just so people know.
And I work with people around the world. I truly do. So it really doesn't matter. I really enjoy doing it this way. And, it's like prayer. And it's very, very similar. And we're getting connected to a higher source. It's not me. It's getting connection to the higher source and working through. So as a surrogate. So that's what we'll be doing here today.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing this, Brenda. And what we'll do is, if you're ready, we'll start with, and we can kind of ask questions. Is that okay, Brenda, if as you're working, if there's questions?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll start with Darlene, and I'll let you guys kind of communicate, and I'll just sit back and listen.
Okay. Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
So before we start, I do have to get your age for muscle testing purposes only, and that's the only reason why I'm asking for it. So can I get your age, please?
50.
50. Okay. And so let's start here. So what is your major complaint?
My hip. I have been, I've been to the doctor 3 or 4 times, and he's, like, I've done physio, and nothing really seems to help. Like, it's just, like, lots of days, like, I'll, like, need it, and I can feel, like, a little lump. Like, I know it, like, it's like a muscle, but it's, like, you know, really tense.
And is this on both hips or one hip?
No, just on my left.
On your left hip, so it feels like a lump, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if I run my finger over it, I can feel it, yeah.
And is it tender to touch, or what does it feel like?
Yeah, it's like, it's not too bad to touch, but if I press on it, it's very sore.
Okay, very sore. So I'm going to ask you, Darlene, from 0 to 10, 10 being the most intense, for you to press on it now and tell me what number you would give it.
8.
Right now at this moment for pain. Pardon?
Yes, if I press on it right now, it's an 8.
Oh, it's an 8. Okay. So good. That just sort of gives us a gauge here. So before we start, we definitely have to get a connection. And so what I'm going to be doing here is asking, you know, God to blanket Darlene with a sacred space. There's no interference. And for 100% accurate information, I'm going to be asking, is there any interference in the way of receiving this? No. Okay. So we're going to be beginning here. And I'm actually working with the body code system. The emotion code is a portion of that. So it really covers off so many things. Energies, toxicity, circuitry, pathogens, structural, nutritional. So there's a whole array of things you can test for. But right now, we're just going to go to and ask, what is the major contributor to this pain in the left hip? Okay, as to this bump, as this pain in this left hip. So now I'm just checking here as to where do we need to go, and is it, okay, so I'm getting some structural here. Is it structural as to the nerves is what's coming up. So we're just going to be checking as to the nerves and as to the nerves. So, and is it as to the nerves as to the cervical? As to the nerves of the lumbar vertebrae is coming up. Okay, so checking as to the nerves of the lumbar vertebrae. 2. Is it as to the L? So I'm asking here, is it as to the L3? Is that 100%? Yes. So there's some nerves in the L3, which is in the lumbar vertebrae. So nerves of the L3. So now I'm going to be asking, okay, that's coming up as, okay, that's an issue right there, is that L3 in the lumbar vertebrae. And I'm going to be asking, okay, so that's what that is, so now where do we go? And is there a trapped emotion? No, it's just as to a circuitry issue. Okay, so it's a circuitry. Okay, so is there anything within the circuitry? Yes. Is there a trapped emotion that's related to the circuitry as to this pain in the left side? I'm getting yes, there is. So now I'm checking. I'm working actually with the emotion code chart just so everybody can understand here. And this is something that everybody can actually purchase for themselves and start working on. So it's the emotion code chart. And as to what is that emotion? Okay, so I'm getting a trapped emotion of depression that's coming up. And you said that you're 50. So
yes.
I'm asking as to this depression related to the, you know, the circuitry within the circuitry to the L3. This depression, when did it come in? So was it before 20? No, later, so 20 to 30. As to 31 years of age. Now, I'm going to be asking you at 31 years of age, and if it's anything really personal, you don't have to tell me. But if it's something that, you know, that you don't want to have on air, but 31 years of age, does anything ring a bell for you that was going on for you at 31? Any accident or?
I'm trying to figure. I think it might have been actually the year that I had my last child. Or the year he was conceived, actually, I guess, yes.
So the year that your last child, and I'm just going to be asking, is that what, Darlene? Yeah.
So just so that you know, when you come up with something and you go, well, I don't know if that's it or not, trust that your subconscious knows what it's doing. And because when I'm checking as to what you're saying, I'm getting, yes, that's what it is. So this energy, it carries its own frequency and vibration of depression, and that's what got lodged within this circuitry as to the L3, as to that left hip area.
So it's the trapped motion depression. Okay, so now what we're going to do is release it. So you're going to hear me working with this magnet. You know, releasing that trapped emotion depression at 31 years of age, to having a child, regards to having a child. Okay. So when I check in, has that now been cleared? I'm getting a big sigh. And my pendulum is swinging very much to the right. And again, a big sigh. So that is a yes. That particular one has been cleared. So good. So that's one trapped emotion that we've identified in regards to that left, the pain in the left hip area. So let's just check here again. What is another contributor that's related to this pain in the left hip area? Is it emotional? I'm getting, yes, it is. Is this a trapped emotion? Post-traumatic is coming up, actually. So I'm going, okay, post-traumatic. And you sort of do like this little bit of detective work because you can really kind of narrow down. So post-traumatic, I'm checking, okay, what is this post-traumatic that's related to this pain? So some physical trauma. So this physical trauma has come up, and let's just see when this physical trauma came in. Was this before the age of 20? No, 20 to 30. At 31 years of age again. So here we have another, you know, energy that got lodged, this trauma at 31 years of age, and that can happen where several different types of energies can get sort of lodged or nesting in the same time period. So this trauma, I'm not sensing that it has to do with the birth of your child, but some other type of trauma. So is this trauma, is this, I'm actually getting asked to picking up on somebody else's trauma. So it's not your physical trauma, but picking up on somebody else's trauma. So there was somebody else that was going through something at that time period that got lodged in your body. So we'll just go ahead and do we need any further information? It's like, no. It's like, okay, well, let's just go ahead and release it. So it wasn't so much, again, yours, but picking up on somebody else's. That might come to your mind later or not, but it just as effective. So we're going ahead here and releasing that, you know, physical trauma, picking up as to their trauma at age 31. As to the related to the pain in the left hip area. Okay. Good. Now I'm going to ask you to take a sip of water because we've just both done a couple releases here. So if you can take a sip of water, please.
Okay,
good. Okay, let's continue on here. And is there any further post-traumatic related to that? No. So what comes up here next as to related to this pain in the left hip area? As to the bones? No. Structural, but it is structural. I'm getting some connective tissue. And is it up to the disc? Up to the disc? So I'm just checking here. Is this up to calcification? As to calcification? So let's just check in here as to calcification and just working through your spinal cord. So I'm just going to be checking here as to calcification. And I'm actually just doing a scan. And there's some calcification in the cervical vertebrae, in the thoracic vertebrae, and the lumbar. So just asking here to work away and clearing that calcification after the vertebrae related to the pain, contributing to the pain. Okay. I'm just going to have you check in, Darlene. We're just going to do a check. And just see where you are right now. When you press on that area, have things changed, not changed?
Yeah, it actually has a little. It's probably now a 5.
Went down to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Let's check here. Okay, so what's remaining as to this 50%? For more trapped motion? Is it within the area of the left hip area? Yes. Or, okay. So it's a trapped emotion. I'm just checking here. As to pride. So I'm getting this trapped emotion of pride. And when I'm checking, is this as to your pride? No. You're picking up on somebody else's pride. So did this occur within the womb, within your mother's womb? Yes. Within the third trimester? Yes. So it's a trapped emotion of pride picked up within the third trimester of your mother's womb. Okay. So we're going to, again, be releasing. And typically for a trapped emotion, Dr. Bradley teaches it is rolling over the magnet 3 times, and for hereditary, 10. For myself, I just, you know, I use the magnet as, you know, as long as I feel like I need to. So that's kind of my guideline. So just releasing that trapped emotion of pride within the third trimester of the mother's womb, picking up as to your mother's pride. Okay. Has that now been released? Yes. Okay, great. So is there another trapped emotion that we can look at as to the left hip area? No. Okay, so where do we need to go? Is offensive energies coming up? Okay, so an offensive energy. Now, again, this could be a few things. And is this a saboteur? Okay, so you know what a saboteur is?
Yeah.
You know, when somebody does, he's a, you know, sabotage or a saboteur.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting that this is some, that energy of someone who's, and they can, like, it's like an energy weapon that can be placed to irritate that area. So we have to just identify what that, you know, just check in. What is that, that energy weapon? Being clubbed. So this energy is like someone's just taking a hammer and hammering, like, but with a club more than a hammer, like a club. So it's that energy of just being clubbed. Okay. And that's placed into your energy field by others. And a lot of times it doesn't mean like anybody's purposely doing it, but it just, I think we all have done that. You know, we just, we can send out these negative energies and not even consciously aware of it. So it's just this energy of being clubbed. So let's just go ahead and release that saboteur that's caused this pain and irritation of the tissues. Okay. All right. Can I have you check in again, Darlene, as to that left hip area and pressing on it? And tell me, what does that feel like?
Actually, it's probably like a 2 or a 3.
So this remaining 20%, 30%, just checking, you know, what's related to that? And I'm getting a chakra related to a chakra, blockage in the chakra, blockage in the root chakra. So now we're going to go look for a trapped emotion within the root chakra. Okay, and let's just check, okay, what is that? So what's coming up here within the root chakra that's related to that remaining 20-30% pain? Okay, humiliation is coming up. So there's this trapped emotion of humiliation. And when did that come in? Is it before 20? No. 20 to 30? No. 30 to 40? Three, 42, 43, 44, up to 43. So at the age of 43, does anything ring a bell for you at 43? That was just comes to your mind. And again, if there's anything really private, you don't have to. You can just say, okay, I thought of something.
I think it might have been work related.
Okay, well, let's just check on that. Is this as to work-related, this trapped emotion of humiliation? And I'm getting yes, it is. So,
again, when you're going, like, I'm thinking, like, you're like, just trust that what you've come up with is most likely that's it. You know, 99% of the time I find that to be right. So that's good. So you've already determined, yes, you know, that's what it is. So see how this can just be happen at any time, anywhere. And that's why it's so difficult when we talk about being joyful. It's all wonderful, but if we're not recognizing what it is and when it came in, it's really hard to clear that out.
So here you've got this trapped emotion of humiliation. It's work-related.
Well, now that we have the tools here that we can work with something like the emotion code, then we can go, oh, yeah. Then we can start being more aware, more conscious of our thoughts in the moment and just not, like, really go there. Or if you're feeling you got it, then just like, okay, I got to go clear this out.
So that's good. So you recognize that. Let's just go ahead and clearing out that trapped emotion of 43 related to work. That energy is carrying its own frequency and vibration, and we're just allowing it now to dissipate, release. So it's now no longer invulnerable. It's now vulnerable, and that energy is dissipating. Okay, good. And checking, is there any other trapped emotions within the heart? Or the root, sorry, as to the root chakra?
No. Okay, good.
So we've got it down. Well, I guess I'll have you check in and just see where we are now. So is the pain still at 2 or 3? And if it is, that's fine. I just want to check in.
Yeah, it's probably still it. It's probably,
okay.
Yeah.
And what can happen and is that it can take a few days
for things to clear out. So we've done, you know, some good releasing here today, and you may notice, you may not, but you might feel a little bit up and down because you're releasing toxic thoughts, and so make sure you drink lots of water and because they're toxins. And just allow that process to happen. So we're just going to be asking today for this process to be very gentle for Darlene at a soul and a physical level. And it's giving her gratitude for all of the healing work here. Okay. So see how you're doing. And feel free to go onto my website and just send me an email and let me know how you're doing.
I will.
Have any questions, just email me, and I certainly have no, I'd like to answer and help out, so just feel free to do that. And,
What was your website?
My website is whisperingenergetic.ca, so whisperingenergetic.ca.
And you can also find that on the Telesummit Speakers page and just click on Brenda Lanoff. And
yes, and I do have a promo on there. So, it's a good promo. And if you're interested in looking into this type of work, it crosses so many areas. This is just a tiny sample of what you can check on. But definitely check it out. And the contact, you can go to my contact tab and just send me an email if you're interested in a session, and we'll just go from there and just start setting them up in January.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was very interesting. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Darlene. And, keep in contact. Let me know how you're doing.
I will.
I do appreciate the feedback, so okay.
Okay.
Another thing I was going to ask you about, too, and thanks, Sterling.
You're welcome.
Brenda, that was really awesome. I love the work you do. Now, I wanted to quickly mention before we go to the next one was how, and I'm going to get you to phrase this better, but how it helps generations. Like, as you remove your blocked emotions, does it not help, like, your kids and, like, stuff like that?
Yes, it does. It, you know, the more that we're clearing of ourselves, we're also helping with our children. So they're automatically kind of included in that. But generationally, I can't explain how that
works, why it would be that, how that is created, but I just know that it does. And I know with Dr. Bradley Nelson, he was talking about his daughter who worked on him, and he could feel their presence. And to be honest, I have worked on people who have felt presence of their ancestors there. So I think they do come in, and they also want to be healed. And you can simply ask, to be honest, you can simply ask, is so-and-so here? And you'll get an answer. And that's why it's so great when you can be working with somebody who really wants to get into the muscle testing and work together. I really enjoy that. It's way more interactive, and it's just not me doing the clearing, but they're involved in the process. Again, the whole self-empowering. And if you want to continue and work with the emotion code chart, that's something that you can do and go to Dr. Bradley's site of healerslibrary.com and order the emotion code book or the chart and just start learning about muscle testing. You can work on your kids, on your family, on your animals. It's just wonderful work. So it's a great tool to use in addition to EFT or Reiki or, you know, all the wonderful modalities out there. And it's what everybody's attracted to. So one day you might decide, oh, I'm going to try out some of that EFT, and maybe I'll go over here and try out some of that emotion code work. So it's really who you're attracted to, what feels right for you, who you feel safe with. Who do you feel safe with at the end of the day? Because there can be times we're touching on very sensitive information. So that's when I say if there's something very personal, if we're talking about abuse, like sexual abuse at any time, or, you know, things you're really feeling shameful about, just hold it in your mind. I will test on what you're testing on and confirm if that's it or not. Usually it is. So.
You're pretty accurate with that stuff, and I do like how you said when it pops into your mind, that's usually what it is.
You know, yes.
We don't trust ourselves, but, we should. Now, could you also talk a little bit about the package that you put together for the TeleSummit listeners, and then we'll go into the next.
Yes, the package is, if you go, the package special, I'll just tell you what it is. I've created my own motivational audio as a free gift for attending the Gratitude TeleSeminar. And so that's right on there. And then plus what I've offering is 50% off. So valid until end of January 31st, I believe it is. So you get two 30-minute sessions for $120, where the regular $120 a session. So you can get a lot done in 1 hour, and it kind of gets you on your way. And especially if you're really interested in doing this yourself, you know, again, it's all about self-empowerment, and everybody just wants to, or I think a lot of people would just want to start self-healing. So this is a really good way to get you going, and if you have any questions after that, you certainly can get back to me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Brenda, for putting that together and your free audio. And you guys can find that at clairepinner.ca, again, under the speakers. Look for Brenda Lanoff, and all that stuff is there. It's just a click of a button, the free gift that she's giving out and her special package. So thanks. And so now should we try one more person or see what we have time for?
Definitely.
Are you up for that, Brenda? Okay. So next we'll go with Lenny. Hello.
Okay.
Somebody's trying to call me right now, so it keeps cutting out. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
Hello?
It was cutting out because my father-in-law was trying to call.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Did you have a question? Sorry, this is Lenny.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know who I was talking to. Okay, hi, Lenny. Yeah, no problem. Okay, so what is your major issue?
Well, I was going to ask about my lower back problems, but then I feel more compelled to ask about my weight, I think.
Oh.
my ever-fluctuating weight.
Okay. Now, yes, and the weight, you know, this can be more than just there could be a lot of things in regards to the weight, and that can, I mean, we can be looking at fears, and to be honest, because of this type of this TELUS seminar, and because we're looking at something more gaugeable, with the weight, it's just not as gaugeable. You know, you can't go, oh, my weight's at number 8, but now it's now number 3, you know, for pain. That's why I'm doing it this, you know, this way. But definitely with weight, absolutely. Absolutely. There can be so much. And I mean, I just worked on myself yesterday. I thought, okay, Brenda, you know, I know with EFT it works. I know with all these other things. And I know that it works with this, and start working on myself. And I have to tell you, I did feel calmer. And it's definitely one of the ways of working as to the weight. So there's the emotion code and some other modalities, other ones that I work with, that with the combination, I think you can come up with a pretty good formula to be working as to the weight. But for today, if we can look at the lower back.
Sure, yeah.
I know a lot of us really want to work as to the weight issue, but let's look at the lower back and sort of engage that. So from 0 to 10 again, where is your pain and what number is it at?
Well, it's not a constant pain. It comes and goes, especially after a lot of activity. But for instance, this afternoon it was at about an 8 or a 9, just kind of out of nowhere. And it's sharp pains right in my lower back, kind of around my waist area, just below my waist.
Okay. And is there pain there now?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Well, we'll just go there and check, and if you can't measure it right now because you don't feel it right now, that's okay. You know, just see how you're doing after some more activity. Say tomorrow you do some more physical activity, and then just let me know. Send me an email and say if it's changed or not changed, but let's just see what happens here. So typically that pain is at a number 8 to a number 9. Okay. So now I'll be checking as to the, and firstly getting a connection here and asking, you know, God to blanket Lenny with the white light so there's no interference, and asking for a direct connection to Source God, yes, asking if we can get 100% accurate information, yes, asking is there any interference, no. And one thing I'd like to mention I really have noticed here, I work with a lot of tools for my electromagnetic field because we really have been losing it. And I do notice that if I'm, it's called when I'm grounded, when I'm doing this earthing with my feet on this mat, and that's a whole another subject, but I find that I am connected. And a lot of times because we're losing that, then sometimes we can't get that clear connection. But when I'm asking right now, because the way that I'm positioned in my feet, or I have bare feet on this mat, and it's earthing is the name of the book, but when I'm asking, do we have 100% accurate information, I am getting a yes. So is there any interference? I'm getting no. So that's just something I thought I should mention, that I have been mentioning to clients lately, is like you may want to check it out because it's our electromagnetic field is constantly being depleted. This really helps us from losing that. So that's good. So let's just check here. What's the major contributor for Lenny's lower back pain? You know, is it physical? Not really. Is it, you know, mental? Not really. Is it emotional coming up? So believe it or not, you might think, well, that doesn't make sense. How can it, you know, you're really feeling this pain, but how can it be so emotional based? But the major contributor is emotional based. And when I'm asking, okay, so it's emotional, what is that the major contributor? Is it a trapped emotion? I'm getting yes. Okay, so now I'm going to, what is this trapped emotion? So it says a trapped emotion of confusion. So I'm getting this trapped emotion of confusion. Can I get your age, please, Lenny?
Yeah, I'm 28.
You're 28. So there's this trapped emotion of confusion. Dan,
every energy carries its own frequency and its own vibration, so they all differ.
So it's trapped emotion of confusion within this area? Yes. And when did it come in? Before the age of 20? No. Okay, so 20, 21? 21 is 100% accurate. Yeah. So what was going on for you at the age of 21? Does anything come to your mind?
That was 7 years ago. At the age of 21, I was moving away to another city for college.
Okay. Well, let's just check in. Is this as to what Lenny said? Is this at, yes. So again, you were going like, yep, that's what it is. And testing again, yes, that's what it is. So all the confusion is that as to that time of moving to a different city, going to college, okay. Let's just go ahead and release that. So releasing that specific energy and vibration at age 21, moving to a different city, going to school, just being a pain. Okay. So when I check in, has that now been released? It's like, yes, definitely a yes. Okay, good. So is there another trapped emotion that's contributing to this pain? Yes, there is. So what is that? So now I'm checking again. Okay, so is this a trapped emotion of... panic. Is this a trapped emotion of panics coming in? Okay, so we got this energy of panic. And this panic that came in, okay, and this panic that came in related to the pain, yes it is. And when did it come in? At the age of 18. 18. So what was happening for you at 18, or anything that comes to your mind?
I think it has to do with a relationship that was very toxic.
Okay. So as to relationship, a toxic relationship, yes. And I'm muscle testing a few ways again by sitting in my chair during the sway test for a yes and a no. I'm using my fingers. And also with the pendulum, so I'm definitely 100% accurate. Yes, so that's right. That's really good. So, like, you knew what it was. It's like, okay, let's clear that frequency and vibration. So, again, so clearing the trapped emotion of panic at age 18, you know, within those tissues, within that area. Creating the pain, contributing to the pain. Okay. Good. Good work. So I was just checking. Has that now been? Yes. Cleared. And it's like a big yes. Okay, good. So let's continue. Is there another trapped emotion related as to the pain? No. Okay, so is there anything further that we need to look at today? Oh, actually, it's interesting. It's just like, no. It's like your body's saying, no, I think we're done. And that can happen. I'm going, well, I know, but we only got to a couple of them. So, okay. So it's like, no, it's like you've done enough of the releasing and as to this lower back pain. So that's fine. And we have to respect what your body is saying. It's like, no, I'm done with that. But with this work, there's all these other areas that you can check on, and it could be another part of, you know, of your body. When I do a total evaluation, so when somebody comes to me, instead of trying to piecemeal it like the hip or the back, I'm going like, let's really start from the beginning. So I do an evaluation, checking the percentage your immune system is functioning at, check it to see the percentage the brain message reaches or your organs and glands intact, check to see if the percentage your heart message are reaching your you know, your tissues. And then we start, I check your pH level. I check to see if there's any pathogens, any viral, fungal, mold, bacterial. And check with, starting at the hypothalamus, I run through all the organs and glands for any imbalances. And there could be several imbalances, and it doesn't mean if I came up with seven of them, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a mess. And it says it could be trapped emotions. So what I'm finding is that somebody might say, well, I have a pain in my back, but it really could be related to the gallbladder, for example. So then I get directed to the gallbladder, and it could be, well, there's trapped emotions in the gallbladder. So that's what I definitely prefer to do, and that's what I do with most everybody that comes to me. I would start from the very beginning. And then your subconscious, you're guiding me, so it's not that I'm going, okay, what's the priority for Lenny today? Where do we need to go? And you might say, well, really, it's my back. And your body may say, but no, Lenny, we need to go look at your stomach. You know, the stomach's coming up as an imbalance, like, okay. So then I get guided to that. I just don't assume that that's where I need to go. If I need to go to the stomach, we'll go to the stomach. So, it, you know, as to the weight, it could be, again, anything. It could, is, you know, you can check, is there an imbalanced organ that's related to the, you know, to the weight? Actually, when I ask that question right now, I'm getting a no. But, you know, if, is there any fears regarding to the weight? Absolutely. And, you know, there's many, many fears. So, you know, that and those fears can get lodged. So there's many, many different areas, but yeah, Lenny, I think that's about it for your back. Your body just didn't want to release anymore. So I can't tell you why. I'm just, you know, you're giving me the direction, and I'm just going, okay. So
that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so anyway, see how that is and see if there's any change. And as I mentioned before, just, you know, you can just contact me. Go to my whisperingenergetic.ca, go to the contact, just send me an email and say, hey, this is Lenny. We did some work the other day and you know, things change or not change and just go from there.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. That was awesome. I've had that happen before, too, where your body's just saying, I know actually a couple times ago it was like my body had enough of removing the emotions, and I think I removed three, and then it was
really?
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
and that happens to my kids, too.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and it can be a little bit frustrating, especially when you have people call and, like, they're expecting all these things. But, you know, when your body's done, it's done. And I won't push it. I made the mistake very early when I started doing this work. And it was like, okay, this is cool. And I was actually working on a friend. And thank goodness she was another practitioner. And so I don't know, I think we worked on about 15. Well, she calls me 2 days later, and she said, Brenda, I was so sick. I was like, oh, really? So that was a real lesson for me, is like, no, you always check in, and you only release what that person's able to handle. So actually what I want to do here is just do a lot of gratitude for the releasing for Lenny today. And Darlene, and just giving so much gratitude for all the work that's been done and, you know, and the people that are drawn to this type of healing work and for all the self-empowerment that it, you know, we really can grasp onto and really start this process of self-healing that we all are just, you know, wanting so much right now, and we're in such need of it right now. And I'm just really grateful that this method has come along as, you know, as well as the many other modalities that are out there. And we have access to so many tools right now. I mean, it's a really exciting time. And now we can take charge. And so instead of getting caught up in the latest disaster and what's going on, they can just take us right down. It's like, okay, what tool am I going to take out of my toolbox? What would be the best for me today? And really learn how to muscle test. I can't, say enough about muscle testing and you could be muscle testing is like, should I take the supplement today or should I eat this food? But I really love working with the person, and when I'm doing Skype, I can actually get the other person on. We're both on Skype. I can be checking as to your muscle testing, and it makes it a really kind of a fun interaction too. I mean, you might be dealing with some serious stuff, but people also want the lightness. And it becomes such a wonder, and especially when you're working with people who've never been introduced to any energy work before, and when their body is indicating, you know, a forward as to a yes and a back to a no, it just amazes them. And it gets them so excited, and especially if they're dealing with some serious issues, that, wow, they really can do this, and it is empowering, and maybe I do have hope. Maybe there is hope for me.
I agree, and I think that muscle testing is a pretty phenomenal thing, what your body knows, what your body can tell you, and how it can lead you as to what's right for you, because I think there's, even when it comes to foods or anything, there's certain things that work for people and certain things that work for other people, and it's not the same for everybody. You know, we're all different, and we have to respect that, and something like muscle testing can really help you. I mean, it takes practice. But it's worth it. It's practice worth it.
It does take practice. And what I've found is that I've kind of become a specialty, I guess. My specialty is to muscle testing, because there can be blocks to your own muscle testing. So if that's the case, then what I'll do is go in and check what blocks there are and clear the block, or, you know, it's cleared through me. Not that I'm doing it, but it's cleared through me. So we can clear those blocks. And those blocks could be related to something that happened in this time or earlier. So it's clearing the blocks. So then, you know, and so that you're able to be empowered then to start muscle testing, because many people will go, well, I don't have a muscle test, I'm not too confident about my muscle testing. Well, there's reasons for that. So that being the case, give me a call, you know, and let's just check. It doesn't take that long. Okay, what's going on? And there's blockages there. Let's find out what those blockages, if they're belief systems, if there's fears, if there's perfection blocks. I mean, is there manifesting blocks that are causing the issues? So there's many things that can be checked on and cleared, and so in order that you can then muscle test.
And that's very true. I think that's really important to realize that if there is blocks, that's something I'm really interested in, Brenda. Maybe that's what we should work on me next.
Muscle test. Yeah,
I really love muscle testing. We've talked about this. Thoughts how
yeah.
I'm still in that practice mode, and I'm really interested in keeping going, because I love muscle testing, and I think it's so good.
And it's one way, but especially when you're testing, you know, there's various ways of testing, like I mentioned, with your pendulum. You know, there's different ways, and what I love through additional training that I've received is asking for 100% information. So when you're asking for 100%, you know, accurate information, and you're feeling that, you'll know. And if you're not getting 100%, you will know.
That's
a really good tip that I've really been using all the time now.
I actually was writing that down, because I heard you do that and that throughout this call, and I think that's really important. That's a good tip. So thank you.
Yeah.
And I do think it's important, too, and I wanted to mention this, too, was for people to continue to, even if you clear your blocks, to make sure you're taking care of your energy field often so that you don't get more emotional blocks, correct?
Yes, and this is something that I would recommend to do. So the more that we clear out the imbalances in your body, so, you know, say, for example, there's a blockage in the ascending colon, and it could be related to whatever, the more aware that we are and the more comfortable we are working on our own, or if you need help, you go to a practitioner, the more confident and that you'll be, when something does happen, then you've got the tool, and then you can just start testing and clearing. So what's great now is that we can be teaching our children now, so our grandchildren, our children, get them self-empowered where they're going, like, I don't feel very good, I don't know why, if it's the EFT tapping, or it's checking if I have a trapped emotion, and teaching them so they can deal with all the stuff that's going on. So the more that we clear, the more that we can continue to clear and just keep the process going.
Yes. I think that would be wonderful to give our kids these tools right out of the gate. How fantastic.
Yes.
They can keep their energy bodies clear and know how to help handle situations with, you know, that extra kick that would be fantastic, you know, all those tools in the toolbox. Well, thank you so much, Brenda. I appreciate that, and thank you, Lenny and Arlene. To find out more about Brenda, you can visit, www.whisperingenergetic.ca. You can also find information on my Telesummit speaker page at clairepenner.ca. You'll find her special package that she put together for the teleseminar guest and her free gift, both wonderful. And you can listen to all of these wonderful tips again as much as you'd like for the whole month, because the interview will be available for replay for this whole month. So thanks again, Brenda, for sharing your time with us, and thanks, Darlene and Lenny, for participating. It has been a joy listening to all this great information on body code and emotion code. I love that. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you, Claire.